It's January 18th, 2024. This is 10:24 AM and I'm making my first recording of the year. I've actually been thinking of what to record, and honestly, I do not have anything in mind. But I do know one thing, was that I have to just start. I mean, it's the 18th, and normally I used to draw up a year plan or 6 months, sometimes 3 months or 2 months plan on what to do, and it's been hard to stick with that because I have quite a lot on my plate at the moment, and I would not want to use that as an excuse to not start anything. So I just decided to just press record, and here I am. I am the master of procrastinator. I would not even lie for you. I think I said it last year, and I said I was gonna work on it, and somehow I am. But just like it's like a lot to do because I'm actively participating in a couple of things. I have work, which all of a sudden became a lot to handle, and then I have to do reading on two sides. I have to do a continuity program for my nursing. And that's like a 30-hour course that I'm just at 4.5 now. And I don't know how I'm going to finish the rest. And also doing some learning on the side for certification and license to boost my own nursing, to build my chances of further employment. Just something like career advancement. I just want to read, so... I bought these courses by myself and I kind of have to finish it. Though I'm taking a break now because I'm slightly indisposed, and I just thought of, I'm in bed right now, just cleared up my room. And my bed is a bit littered, but I'm all scrunched up and just decided to record. So, what do I even want to talk about? Give me a moment. So, I just want to share something that I think I've been doing. Not I think, that I actually have been doing since the beginning of the year, beginning of this month. That's from January 1st, and I will keep doing for at least this first quarter of 2024. And that's to just start something. It could be business for you. It could be submitting applications for further studies, or submitting applications for a new employment, or working towards relocation, getting visa, starting a Bible year plan, starting this Christian race, or working towards becoming a better person individually, or even getting to gather more knowledge in whatever area of form it is. The only thing I'm gonna tell you is just to start, and that's what I did. And I would also say, do not pressure yourself. Give yourself time, give yourself space, and give yourself some grace. You know, most times we draw plans for ourselves and we forget about the process and just focus on the end goal, not even knowing that the process itself is what brings about the end goal. So once you draw up a plan, you have what the bigger picture is all about. But don't forget the process. Allow yourself to dwell in the process. Allow yourself to, you know, be involved, be present. And that's all gonna make sense. Because presently I'm like in 3 big projects, and yeah, it may call me ADHD because I feel like I'm capable of doing those 3 things at the same time, of which I am. And I get burnt out too quickly, so I just decided to face 1 or 2 at a time. But keeping in mind that I already set this deadline for all these 3 things to be achieved, and I'm working actively towards it. So that's pretty much great, and that's what I want you all to go after. I'm sorry my voice is quite low. I'm still trying to recuperate, and I still want to put something out there for you. But thinking about it now, it looks like I'm advising myself more than putting out the word for somebody else. But that's great, because I eventually figured out that most of the things I say are majorly from my experience, and sometimes are figuratively. And I end up listening to my podcast or reading whatever I write to remind me of what I can do, what I've done, the outcome, and it's all beautiful. So I just want to say that this 2024, let there be goals or something you're trying to achieve. Be involved in the process, actively present in the process. No pressure on yourself, and at the same time, do what you know you can do. Don't procrastinate. It could start from jotting down your plans. You can start by journaling, creating a vision board, or sharing your ideas with somebody who you know would very much be helpful in achieving those things, and you're good to go. Just start somewhere. Like my Bible plan, I told myself this year that I'm actively going to be in every devotion, actively going to have a devotion every day. And so far it's been going on well, and it's great. I know you may want to ask the how. So there's this new Bible version that has devotion for every day, and you can start up Bible plans. I think I'm on my 3rd Bible plan already. 3rd or 4th, I think so. So you can have Bible plans that you're following. There are different topics there for you to find. Now, this is not necessarily for Christians alone. If you want to just work on something for yourself, there are devotional plans that you can just read through and pick 1 or 2 things, and so far they've been helpful for me. And if it's for business, make sure you have more than enough information about the business. Do your research on the online and also from people who have been in that area and have much experience and have failed and succeeded, so you can learn. And it's okay if you make mistakes by yourself. It's okay if there are slip-ups. But you'll be fine eventually. I just want 2024 to be a very better year, because 2023 was mainly a year for healing. And now that we're healed, we need to start, putting some things in place. Let's get the ball rolling, and that's all good. So, see you whenever, somehow. Bye, and Happy New Year.